Well, Hollywood's a little bit of a changed place. The strike is over. Everybody's back to work. But you know what? Everybody in Hollywood still needs Jesus. And that's what Dylan Novak believes. He's the celebrity evangelist, and he's been quite busy. Let's catch up with Dylan. Hey there, Dylan. Good morning.
Hey, Todd. How are you doing today?
Doing awesome. Now, I enjoy following you on social media and seeing your adventures. Tell me first a little bit about this calling that you feel in your life to reach out to the stars.
It all began when I was 13. I was a huge superhero pop culture nerd. Still am. And I convinced my parents to take me to a comic con that was happening in Knoxville, Tennessee. And several celebrities were going to be there. And I was watching interviews of people that I was going to meet, you know, just kind of getting excited to meet these people. And I came across an interview of Margot Kidder from the Christopher Reeve Superman movies. And she did a movie called The Tribulation with Gary Busey. Uh-huh. And when she was asked what that movie meant to her, she said it meant a paycheck. It meant absolutely nothing to me. And it was Oprah, actually, who was interviewing her. And she was like, "Sir," she said, "I take it you're not spiritual or religious." And she said, "No, I'm an atheist." And in that moment, I felt like I'd been punched in the gut. Mm. Because that's when the reality hit me that these people that I admired watching, these people that entertained me and millions of other people, they're a soul just like you, just like me, on their way to heaven or hell. And at that moment, I knew that Margot didn't know Jesus as her personal Lord and Savior. And I prayed and asked God, please send somebody to tell her about Jesus before it's eternally too late. And God really convicted my heart, you know, what about you? You're going to meet her in just a few weeks. You have the truth. Why not you? And so I played Jonah for a few days and then finally said, all right, God, I'll do it. And I got some tracks from my church, not the scary chick tracks, but just normal gospel tracks that explain the gospel. And I gave it to everybody at that event, and everybody was receptive, including Miss Kidder. And so that's kind of how it started.
And just recently, you had an encounter with rock and roller Ozzy Osbourne that was very interesting, and you could really see God moving in his life. Could you share a little bit about that?
Oh, yeah. So Ozzy is one of my favorite people I've ever gotten to meet, and that's somebody I never thought I would have a platform with. But that just goes to show you never know.
Right.
Because Ozzy's been... he's been trying to do a farewell tour for, I believe, almost a decade. And then he, bless his heart, keeps having health complications. Right. But he recently agreed to do an autograph signing up in right outside of Philadelphia. So I went up there, and his whole family was up there. And again, it's one of those things you don't know what to expect. I was honestly expecting to just be rushed through the line. But instead, it was very laid back, relaxed. Ozzy shook your hand, and you know, he was very, very polite. And I was able to say everything I wanted and have a nice conversation with him. And I didn't feel like there was a manager behind me like, that's nice, let's go. So that was already really nice, because one of the things Ozzy had said was, I want to read the Bible, but it's written in a language I don't understand. So I got him one of, it's based, you know, it's kind of one of the new believer study Bibles like Greg Laurie likes to give out, the NLT. And I'd gotten his name put on the cover. Uh-huh. And I showed it to him. And at first he said, well, what good's that going to do me if I can't understand the language it's in? I mean, he reverted back to that interview immediately. Uh-huh. And I explained to him that the new believer's Bible is explained, and he seemed very excited. And he was very appreciative. And then, of course, I know what you're referencing. A week later, I was in Kentucky. There was a big horror convention right before Halloween. And Jack Osbourne, which is Ozzy's son, was there. And he approached me and got my attention. And he asked, he said, weren't you in Philly last week? And I told him I was. He said, I thought I recognized you. I thought we'd had a good conversation, which he and I really did. And he said, you're the one who gave Dad that Bible, aren't you? And I told him I was. He said, I want you to know that's probably one of, if not my dad's favorite gift he's ever gotten. He would not go to his hotel room without that Bible. He almost pitched a fit by the elevator and said, you're going to unlock that room where my stuff is. I want to take it to my room, because he had a day off in between the signings. So like a Comic-Con typically is Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So with Ozzy's health, he was doing Friday, took Saturday off, and then was back Sunday. So he told Jack, he said, I'm just going to be sitting in my hotel room tomorrow. I want to look at that. Oh, and so he said, we had to go back down, unlock everything. We brought him his Bible, and he said, there was a letter. There was other stuff. I want it, too. So he said, we had to go back down and get it. He said, and then the next day at lunch, he said, Dad was talking about it, and then we were all like, oh, my goodness. And, you know, he gave us all stuff. And he said, it was really touching that it was not just all generically the same thing. Everything right. was, what you gave Mom was different than what you gave Kelly, than what you gave me, than what you gave Dad.
Wow.
And he said that it was the Bible was on Ozzy's bedside table. And anytime somebody was coming over to see him, he's like, you got to see what somebody got me. And he's having Sharon go and get it and show it to him.
That delights my heart. I don't know. It must same thing for you.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, just talking to Jack, I was about to cry. Just picturing that because, you know, so many people just see celebrities as either one, unreachable, two, or two, far gone. Mm. And that's just sadly not the case. That's why I often say it's the forgotten mission field because they're just written off. When really, you know, if you look at the lyrics of a lot of musicians and if you just watch the interviews of some of these actors, you'll see that they are very clearly saying, I'm searching for something more. There's got to be more to life than just this.
He is the celebrity evangelist. It's Dylan Novak, and he's been our guest. Thanks a lot, Dylan.
Hey, thanks, Todd. Always great talking to you.